Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. Most new members at the Wellness Forum are taking isolated nutrient supplements when they start their journey with us, and some of them are taking a lot of these pills. I've seen typed pages of supplements, sometimes costing several hundred dollars a month. And people will say, you know, once in a while they feel better as a result of taking the pills. Many are experiencing side effects due to them, although they don't know that the supplements are the cause. And I have yet to see the first person in 17 years who's actually had a health issue resolved as a result of taking supplements and herbs, but they continue to be recommended by many, including principally the health professionals I refer to as the holistic pharmacists. So I'm going to keep writing about it and discussing this issue until there's a general understanding that taking vitamin pills does not prevent, stop, or reverse disease, and there are more reasons not to take them than to take them. So I'll mention a couple of studies here. A new one shows that in postmenopausal women with high cholesterol, taking calcium supplements resulted in both increased cholesterol levels and increased carotid intima media thickness. The women were randomized to take either 800 milligrams of calcium or a placebo for 2 years, and the authors concluded that calcium supplements should be prescribed with caution in postmenopausal women with high cholesterol. But postmenopausal women are the ones who are most targeted for calcium supplementation, since most doctors erroneously think that more calcium is always better for bones and that more is needed as women age in order to prevent or reverse osteoporosis, the diagnosis of which is almost always false if determined with a DEXA scan. Calcium supplements remain a big business, but with little proven benefit and more studies all the time showing harm, it's just better to avoid them. Calcium is not the only useless supplement. Another recent study showed that vitamin D supplements did not reduce the risk of upper respiratory infections in adults. In this study, researchers gave close to 2,300 adults who were between the ages of 45 and 75 1,000 international units of vitamin D, 1,200 milligrams of calcium or both, or placebo daily. No differences between the groups in the risk for upper respiratory infections or for flu-like symptoms such as sore throat, cough, muscle aches, or headaches. This was the case even for participants who had low vitamin D levels at the beginning of the study. No one benefited. And incidentally, in this study, the researchers stated that the flu vaccine provided no significant benefit either. So one other useless medical strategy. Supplements are most often useless, sometimes harmful, and they're expensive. And stopping them can not only improve health, but it frees up money that can be used to buy better food. And, you know, that's even considering that this diet is cheaper in the final analysis. But anyway, we'll just, like I said, have to keep talking about it until we get people to understand that, you know, supplements might be natural, and that's a loosely used term. But that doesn't mean that taking vitamins and herbs and that sort of thing really going to make a difference in your health outcomes. And there are those nasty side effects that have to be considered too. Well, that's all for now. Have a great day, and I will speak with you again tomorrow.